Proclamation number 8261 of 1st of September, 1962. Bridging the gap from people to God. You enter the bridge to the spiritual kingdom with every thought that applies to me. Then your soul takes the path to me of its own free will, and I seize it and give it strength to continue the path. And anyone who once occupies himself with me in thought will also return to this path time and again, although the world still surrounds him, but he does not pay so much attention to it that it poses a danger to him. But you have to take the first step onto this bridge of your own accord. You have to try to fathom the purpose and meaning of your earthly existence and then pay attention to the thoughts which now come to you on the part of the beings of light to whom you have been entrusted that they guide and lead you. And these thoughts will always be indications of a God and Creator with whom you are in contact because you are His share and He wants you to establish a conscious bond with Him. According to your will, you will now receive such thoughts and move them within you. Thus you will be mentally instructed by those beings of light that you must acknowledge a God and Creator from whom you originated. As soon as you inwardly unite with your God and Creator, that you speak to Him yourselves and to ask Him to take care of you, I can also answer you directly, even though this only happens mentally. But you can likewise be instructed and receive my strength, for the conscious bond with me is an opening of the heart into which I can now let light and strength shine. For this is the purpose of your earthly life, that you learn to recognize and love me, whom you once refused to acknowledge and rejected my love. There was a wide gulf between you and me which, however, was bridged by Jesus Christ and His work of redemption. He has now built a bridge which can be entered by anyone who follows Him, who professes Him and who then also professes me, who accomplished the act of salvation for you in the man Jesus. Thus the bridge was built, it exists, but has to be entered voluntarily by every human being. Yet anyone who enters it can also be certain that my love will take hold of him and that he will therefore overcome the gulf, that he will reach the goal, that he will find me myself and no longer depart from me. Then he will also have expressed his will to return to me, from whom he once separated in wrong will and wrong thinking. And thus everyone is blessed who does not reject me when I intervene in his thoughts. When he continues to pursue these thoughts and can now also be instructed by me myself or by my messengers of light who are active in my will and emanate the light which is sent to them from me. For there is a spark in every human being which I have given to him and which constantly pushes towards me, towards the eternal fire, which emitted sparks in the human being's heart. And through this spiritual spark the human being is inseparably united with me, yet only when he is aware of it will this spark spread light within him so that he gains the realization of what purpose and goal his earthly existence is. And then he will no longer allow himself to be prevented from taking the path to me, he will appeal to the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ for strengthening of his will. And he will also avail himself of the blessings of the act of salvation. He will carry his guilt in full trust to him under the cross and he will be released from it. The way back to me and the attainment of the goal is assured to him. He returns to his true home and unites with me again for eternity. Amen.